listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, by the way, if you're going down to Dynamo games or any games at BBVA Compass Stadium, or you're watching the English Premier League, well, the place to go is the Real Soccer Pub in Edo. It's the King's Court right next to the stadium. It's 903 Hutchins, the corner of Walker and Hutchins. They got 13 TVs in there. There's a monitor everywhere you look there at King's Court. They show Premier League matches. They'll show the Dynamo, La Liga, Champions League, NFL Sunday Ticket, and more. They got 24 taps down there, full bar. Jay's my good buddy. Go in there and say hello to Jay. Extensive selection of spirits, great pub food. Get over to King's Court. It's where I hang out pre- and post-game for Houston Dynamo matches. And visit the rooftop deck and patio. KingsCourtTX.com. Go in there, say hello to Jay. It's also where El Batallón gets themselves ready pre- and post-game for Dynamo games. So speaking of the Dynamo, we're bringing in a center back that has been outstanding this year. And along with Adolfo Machado, has upgraded the position. Leonardo joins us now. Leonardo, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Oh, very welcome. It's my pleasure to be here, talk with you guys.
Yeah, great.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Leonardo. So just, I mean, you've been on the LA Galaxy. You know what the whole playoff scene is in Major League Soccer. How much of doing well in the playoffs is about momentum and the energy with which you get into the playoffs?
You know, it's important for everybody. You know, for the team, it's very important. You know, it's like after 3 or 4 years, we are in the playoff again. So I think all the players happy to be in this situation now, and we hope you can go more far, you know.
And you physically have played a lot of minutes this year. You've got a pair of goals. How are you feeling physically? Because, you know, some people said, is Leonardo going to be able to stay healthy? And you have.
I feel very good, you know. After, last year, I have a couple injuries, and I have a lot of opportunities to play in L.A. So right now in Houston, I mean, I feel very good, no more injuries, play a lot of games. So right now for playoff, I feel very good, you know. Just to, be prepared every day to recover well, see a couple of videos about the next game, and be ready for next game on Thursday. For me, right now, it's no problem anymore. I feel very good.
Leonardo, what's it like growing up in a country like Brazil where soccer is number one? It's the priority, and it's life.
Say again, sorry?
What's it like growing up in Brazil where soccer's life, it's priority, it's number one?
For be honest, I don't watch a lot of games in Brazil right now. I saw the national team looking better, but I think, people try to go to Europe, look a little bit about the soccer in there. Because I have a lot of things in the soccer change right now. So, in Brazil, it's a couple things is different, but they're looking very better, much better. So I don't know how to say to you while they grow a lot right now in Brazil. I just can say they're looking better now, much better from like the World Cup in 2014.
Leonardo joining us from Sao Paulo, Brazil, talking about the Brazilian national team. How about when you were a young boy growing up in Brazil? When did you realize you wanted to be a professional footballer?
Brazil is so difficult. A lot of kids wanna be soccer player, and when you don't have a lot of opportunities, it's difficult. In my case, it was very, very difficult. I just say now, I'm very thankful to God give me this opportunity, because in my time it was really, really hard, very difficult. So I'm feeling very blessed, to play a couple games in Brazil professional and Championship USA and play like 7 years in LA and now here in Houston. I feel very blessed. So I just say thank you for God for everything and for Houston too for the opportunity.
Leonardo last year only played 4 times for L.A., had a lot of injuries. This year has already played 30 games, 29 starts. He's got 2 goals. He had an assist yesterday to Ramel Kyoto as well. Next up, Sporting Kansas City. It's a team you've played a couple of times here recently, so both teams know each other. What makes Sporting Kansas City a difficult team, Leonardo?
You know, they have like two games in the last 2 weeks, right, with Sporting Kansas City. For sure, I think Kansas City know a lot about Houston. Houston know a lot about Kansas City. So they should have to fix a couple details, you know, and be prepared for next game because it's going to be a hard game, difficult game. And, you know, right now, it's a good chance to go to the semifinal in our conference.
How do you like playing with Adolfo Machado? You guys have created a great partnership. What's it like playing with Adolfo?
I think it's more easy. And now I haven't had the past season with him. I know everything about, like, in the field and, like, about his, not about the field, but, you know, about his family, his life, what he played before in Costa Rica. You know, I like to play him. He's very good, he's comfortable, he play hard. Yeah, I feel very comfortable. For me, I don't have any problem with Machado, you know?
He's Leonardo. He joins us. Dynamo defender has been outstanding this year, and, of course, he's going to be a big part of the Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City. Leonardo, who might be the most difficult striker in Major League Soccer forward that you've played against, in your opinion?
To be honest, I remember, I can say David Villa, one of the guys. I think the other one was Sebastian Jovinko, I think so. Those two guys were so difficult to mark now because they move a lot.
Yeah. Those two guys, a lot of movement, a lot of mobility.
They are very different. They think it's very, very different. So this guy is much difficult to mark. Not possible, you know, but they are very difficult. They're very, very good players.
Leonardo joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Dynamo in action against Sporting Kansas City. This will be Thursday. It's on the Cube, so we will have the call of the game. Eddie Robinson, Cindy Bourbano, and I, we're looking forward to that. The Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City, as we know, they had back-to-back games in recent times here. The Dynamo winning the home field advantage, so they flipped it on Sporting Kansas City. And Leonardo and company will take on that team in hopes of advancing in the playoffs. The first time in three seasons that we've had playoff soccer back in Houston. Leonardo, when you flicked the ball on from Adolfo Machado's throw-in to put the Dynamo up against Chicago, just explain the feeling to me.
You know, we train a lot of this situation with Machado. You know, he just told me before, like, way a little bit in the back and running to the front. Because the ball always coming fast. And a couple seconds, the ball going down. So I can't anticipate the defender. They have the possibility to score, you know. We train a lot, like, the first time we score.
Yeah, it was.
I'm feeling very happy. You can do more, you know.
And then
it's going to help a lot in the field.
It was also exciting when you played the early pass to Romel Kyoto that led to his goal. And I guess you know that when you guys win the ball, if you can get it to Kyoto and Elise early and quickly, it can lead to real problems for opponents.
Yeah. I saw him before. I just looked in left and right. I saw him. He was more, you know, had more space. He was more free. So, yeah, no, when he has a ball, man with man, it's so difficult to mark. Yes, and it was different, you know. He just had a good finish, good running. It was helping all of us a lot.
So you guys have had a great stable back four this year, and now Tyler Derrick's playing outstanding. You know, there's so much veteran leadership back there with you, Machado, you know, DeMarcus Beasley, and A.J. De La Garza. Just talk a little bit about your goalkeeper, Tyler Derrick.
Pelé is very good goalkeeper now. He talks a lot with us in the back. You know, he looks like leader because he can see everything. He's very important. He has to talk every time. In the last games, you know, he saved us a lot. Like in Sport Kansas City, the last 2 minutes, he had like the very good save, probably the save of the week. It was very important for us, very important for him, because it's good for him. He can be more confident for the next game. And I hope he can do more, you know. It's good. Good for him, good for us.
Now, AJ De La Garza went down injured. This is a player you've won MLS Cups with in Los Angeles. It's got to be tough when you see a teammate you've played so many years with go down injured like that.
It's hard, you know. It's a hard moment for him. We know for our soccer players, this can happen with us, whatever moment. I think he'll be, crazy, you know. He knows, he's very experienced. I think he can come back early, maybe 3-4 months. We don't know, but hopefully he can. And most important, he had to be good head, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've gone through injuries before. It's the biggest fear of an athlete, right?
Yeah, I told him I had the worst one. I had like MCL, ACL in my right knee. I told him, this ACL, this injury, it's that thing for him. He come back in 6-5 months. It's quick. Not too bad. But a bad point, you know, he's going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think so. We don't know. I have to ask him first.
Yeah,
but I think he had the MRI this morning, so I don't know yet.
Well, I think we're all very upset about AJ De La Garza, but Leonardo, thank you very much for coming on the program. You have had an outstanding season, and we want to wish you all the best against Sporting Kansas City on Thursday, and thank you for a wonderful interview.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to talk with you guys. Thanks so much. I wish you guys have a good night, and see you guys next Thursday.
Thank you, Leonardo. So Leonardo's coming on there. How about that interview there? That's outstanding stuff from the Dynamo center back who has been so good. Hey, as we go to break, soccer fans, the Real Soccer Pub is Edo in Kings Court. It is the Kings Court right next to the stadium, 903 Hutchins, corner of Walker and Hutchins, 13 TVs at the Kings Court. They show Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, La Liga, Champions League, NFL Sunday Ticket. Kings Court has 24 taps, a full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. Get over to Kings Court. I hang out there post-Dynamo matches, usually. I haven't been there lately. Visit the rooftop deck and patio that sits in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Go in and say hello to Jay. Say hello to all the guys in El Bateon. But I'm going to get over there after the game on Thursday night. KingsCourtTX.com. It's Kings Court, the real soccer pub in Edo. We'll take a break.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We appreciate John and his firm's support of soccer on the radio here in Houston. John's a personal injury attorney. His firm will bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, you might work in a refinery, you might drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7. They'll fight for your right for compensation. It's the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. My pleasure to bring on now. He has helped to organize Kick In for Houston, which is a charity event to benefit Hurricane Harvey. You can get your tickets at kickinforhouston.com at $30 per ticket. This is a top-notch roster of celebrities and ex-professional soccer players, and we're going to give you a list of names here in a moment. But he is former Dynamo Stuart Holden. You can catch him on Fox as well with all his work there. Stuart, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. Now, I have to ask you, you didn't set me my interview up with an injury insurance promo for on purpose now, did you? Because I had to write down that number, 713, what was it, 322
let me,
hurt,
let me give
I think.
It, let me give it to you, 713-322-HURT, and I'll tell you what, you ask for the head of the firm, John Daspit, and I will set it up for you.
Okay, great, because you know my injury record, so I should have met him earlier in my career. But
exactly.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, man. It's been a while. I remember you doing this Soccer Matters show 10, 15 years ago, and I was back in Houston, and we had that game organized. So before we get started, thanks for all the work you do for the city of Houston and soccer in our community.
Well, it's all been fun, and listen, it's been tremendous following your outstanding career. And hey, you and I end up on television in New York last weekend, or in New Jersey for a Red Bulls MLS play or MLS game, and I'm just sitting. I walk in there and I see you, and I'm just saying, wow, things have come full circle here.
Yeah, they sure have, and you know, it's part of the reason that you know I think it's so important we're all coming together for the Kick In for Houston event on November 18th, and it was something that just kind of started on social media, and I sent out a tweet, and living in Los Angeles. Now you feel a little disconnected and wanted to find a way that I could make a difference. And someone suggested, why don't you do a celebrity soccer game? We see those kind of all over around the world and we never see them here. And I said, let's do it. And I got a lot of support, guys like Josie Altidore, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, and just kind of friends that I know that were like, yeah, let's do this. Let's make a difference. Let's do whatever we can. And the last couple months have kind of been surreal putting this together and getting it to the point now where this event's going to become a reality on November 18th. And I just think we have the opportunity to make a real difference in the community by doing something that hasn't been seen before, especially stateside.
Again, here's where you get your tickets. And I'm going to be talking about this a lot on this radio show up until the event that Stewart and Company are going to hold. It's kickinforhouston.com, $30 per ticket. So here's some of the names that are going to be there. Of course, we all know the legendary Brian Ching. You got Landon Donovan, Alexi Lalas, Taylor Twellman, Roger Clemens. Now, Roger Clemens is an interesting one for me. I mean, where are we going to position him? Is he going to be a goalkeeper or what? I think from a distribution perspective, whoever gets him, they're going to have him hitting people at the halfway line.
Yeah, well, he's the rocket, man. We got to put him up front, I think. See if he can unleash that fastball on the net. So we're actually working, and we're going to have the details announced soon on the actual format of the game. But it's not going to be your traditional soccer match. We're going to have some fun little tricks built into the game, a way that we can just continue, which all the focus on the event is about raising as much money as we possibly can for victims of Hurricane Harvey. So all those details will be announced soon, but I can tell you it's going to be fun. There's going to be local bands performing. We're going to make it really try and feel like a big event that you know, my vision for this was at the get-go.
Kickinforhouston.com, $30 per ticket. Also, two-time NBA MVP Steve Nash expected to be there. Tell me a little bit about the YouTube sensation Jake Paul.
Yeah, so I met Jake Paul. He's part of Team 10. He's a former Disney star. He started his own company called Team 10, which are a group of influencers. And this is a crazy world, Glenn. And I know I'm 32, and I still consider myself relatively young. These YouTubers, the way they create content on the daily, he's got a daily vlog. He puts out videos. He gets millions and millions of views. And it wasn't until I was up calling the U.S. Gold Cup final, actually, against Jamaica. And I went to the bathroom. Landon and I were both making our way there. Landon got stopped by a kid that said, oh, you know, you're Landon Donovan, played for the national team. Two people after that, I got stopped, and they said, Stu Holden, I saw you in Jake Paul's video you did with him a month ago. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my life has changed. I went from this pro soccer player to now having starred in a YouTube video with Jake Paul. So he's a pretty big star.
Well, Stuart, I can officially welcome you to the dark side now that you're in the media. I'm sure somebody's already done
Does that make me old?
No, that doesn't make you old. You're not old at all. That makes me old. Kickinforhouston.com, $30 per ticket. This is going to be a great event. The proceeds are going to benefit Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, the one that was established, if everybody remembers, by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner and Harris County Judge Ed Emmett. This is all in cooperation with Dynamo Charities. Stuart, the visionary behind this. We're going to keep talking about this on the radio. This is BBVA Compass Stadium, November 18th at 6 p.m. And Fox is also going to kick in, and there is going to be some coverage of this that's eventually going to end up on some of the Fox platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to air, and I'm really humbled that Fox got behind this. It could be on Twitter and Facebook. So the ability to donate right there in those streams. It's pretty cool, and we're going to get a bunch of the Fox talent down there. So guys like Alexi, John Strong, et cetera, guys that you see on your TV every week covering U.S. national team and MLS, they're all going to be kicking in as well. And I think that's going to be the most fun part for me is just being with friends and colleagues and people that I work with all the time, but all kind of uniting for this great cause that ultimately benefits the city of Houston. Because I think with all the other stuff that's going on in the world in Puerto Rico and the shooting in Las Vegas and other cities that are suffering much like we are, sometimes Houston gets forgotten about. And, you know, Glenn, you know better than any that Houston's going to be hurting for a long time to come. And so we need to make sure we continue to do our part and helping our city get back on its feet.
Yeah, no question about it. I moved here as a gosh, I guess I was 22 or 23. Professional soccer was very different back then, but it's a city that I've come to just absolutely love. It's one that affords all of us so much opportunity. And, you know, it's really easy once you get your, you know, if you're not affected personally by the flood, it's really easy for it to go out of sight, out of mind. You know, you're going on your day, your roads are clear, your neighborhood is fine, you're going to grocery stores. Yet, you know, we do know that the people here are still making decisions about where they're going to live. Are they going to rebuild? Are they going to take insurance money? There's people going through some real heartache, and I think you're 100% correct. I like the timing of this, Stuart, because I think it's going to be an event that'll be able to kind of remind us again, hey, you know, a lot of people aren't out of the tough times yet.
Yeah, absolutely right. And even with the amazing run the Houston Astros are on right now, I had this conversation with someone today and how sports at times have a way of taking us out of reality and we become fans and we get on this bandwagon and we come together. What it also does is it takes you out of the reality of what's really going on and people perhaps on a wider scale thinking, well, Houston Astros are doing well and the city looks great and everybody's jazzed up and there's great things happening down there. But then again, forgetting all the stuff that we were all just talking about right there, that the Houston community and the people of Houston are really still suffering from. So any opportunity that we have to bring it back to reality and bring some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment together for that cause, I think that sounds like a pretty fun time.
Kickinforhouston.com, $30 a ticket. Going to be all kinds of great things going on, all kinds of celebrities, national team soccer players, celebrities from other sports, music industry. Fox Sports is going to cover this as well. So it's going to be a very exciting time. Great idea from Stuart Holden to get this all fired up. Of course, the other thing is we're proud of Stuart because he's a local product. You know, grew up here in Houston, played his youth soccer here with the Texans and ended up being on the Dynamo, winning MLS Cup. So there's a wonderful tie in here all the way back to the youth soccer fields here in Houston, Texas. Celebrity soccer match kicking for Houston. It's going to benefit Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. BBVA Compass Stadium, November 18th, 6 p.m., kickinforhouston.com. All right, now let's talk a little bit about MLS. Who are some of the teams in your mind right now that have entered the playoffs, you know, sort of in that momentum place that you think could carry them deep?
Well, it's hard to argue about Toronto FC. It's just set the MLS record for most points in a single season. And we all know the Supporters Shield doesn't guarantee you success in MLS Cup playoffs. But this team seems to me like they have a chip on their shoulder. So close last year, lost out to Seattle on penalty kicks in their home stadium. I know how much that hurt the players. And they just seem to have carried this swagger through the whole season. And Giovinco and Jozy Altidore, Michael Bradley. And, you know, even again, they were down against Atlanta United at the weekend and came back. Giovinco scores a fantastic free kick. They draw, which gave them the point to give them the record. And I just think they're a team that can go all the way and get it done. I mean, a team like Portland as well, Portland Timbers, who the Dynamo could potentially face if they beat Kansas City and get the job done Thursday night. Portland Timbers are a very good team, especially at home. So I would be siding with those two teams. And then, you know, the obvious ones, you can't rule out David Villa-led New York City FC because they're very capable on the break. And then again in the West, you know, Seattle Sounders, man, they had this incredible run last season. Personally, I don't think they're going to get it done this year. They don't have that kind of spark they had last year. Clint Dempsey with the red card in their last game of the season. I think they're a good team, but I just don't think they have enough to get to win MLS Cup this year, Glenn.
Nice stuff on that. How about a quick hit on Pep Guardiola and Manchester City playing some scintillating soccer right now?
Yeah, I just did my my European top 10 power rankings, and they were sitting right at top, number one. Barcelona in a close second, the way that they've been playing recently under Valverde. I just think Manchester City had a lot of criticism last year. Pep Guardiola went out and spent a lot of money on fullbacks. Everybody was criticizing him for that, saying, "Why? How are you spending £50 million on Mendy, who then tears his ACL, and you buy £50 million, sorry, on Kyle Walker as well?" And the way he has shaped this team up to go forward with an attack with Gabriel Jesus and Aguero. I mean, those two look like they've been playing together for years. And I still firmly believe Kevin De Bruyne is a top three playmaker in all of Europe. The way that he just controls the game and that last pass, the ability to find the little pockets there. So Pep Guardiola's men are off to a fantastic start in both the Premier League and the Champions League, and right now look a very tough outfit that you wouldn't want to face.
Boy, they are fun to watch as well, and Guardiola's got a year behind him now, so he's obviously learned from year one in the Premier League, and it's taken off in year two. Stuart Holden, kickinforhouston.com, $30 a ticket. This is a big benefit. This will take place November 18th, BBVA Compass Stadium. It is a Saturday. Stars and celebrities from the world of soccer going to unite to kick in for the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. And that is the one established by Sylvester Turner and Judge Ed Emmett. Stewart, great job getting this organized. Looking forward to it coming down here. Had a great time calling the game with you in Major League Soccer. And until we get you back on the air again, I hope you have a good night.
Glenn, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for supporting the soccer in the city of Houston, but also this event, man. And look forward to seeing you soon.
You got it. Thank you. And that's Stewart Holden. We're going to keep pushing this event on the radio here and through social media. DaspitLawFirm.com. We're going to give you that going to break here. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. Doesn't matter what your accident is, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, they're bilingual. They'll treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com, the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. So fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break. More to come on
listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Alexander silently having a very good game here today.
He has.
Which is usually the way he does it. What a flick! To release Andrew Wenger from Alex. Wenger bends it in! It's 3-0!
All right, tonight we're going to wrap it up in big style with Dynamo midfielder Ricardo Clark. Before we get to Ricardo, though, I just want to remind you, over all these years, and I mean a lot of years, talking soccer on the radio here, even before the Dynamo got here, it predated the Dynamo, Soccer Matters has gotten great support from Bud Light. And nothing goes better together than Soccer Matters and Bud Light. So the Dynamo are in the playoffs now. Get down to the Dynamo match. Listen to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. And always remember that Bud Light has supported soccer for so long here in Houston. And also, more importantly, grab your friends and a nice cold bucket of Bud Light, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, at a Dynamo playoff match, or listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And with that, we bring in the legendary Ricardo Clark. Ricardo, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Glenn.
Well, we know the plan from Wilmer Cabrera. It worked out very well. It enabled you to get some rest ahead of the Sporting Kansas City game. You guys got the home field advantage. As you know so well, over all the years in Major League Soccer, better than most, it's about how you enter the playoffs with momentum. And I got to think you guys are feeling pretty good right now heading into Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, A lot of things worked out towards the end of the season. Coming down towards this time of year, and you know, first of all, our goal was to make playoffs, and we did that. And it's obviously a bonus to get home court advantage, and you know, we're glad we have this opportunity.
It's been a little bit different for you this year with this rotation policy, getting used to a new manager. Has it made it interesting having a manager like Wilmer Cabrera playing a very differing type of playing style than we've ever seen here in Houston?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I came into this year excited. You know, there was a lot of changeover after last year. And, you know, this all depends how you look at it. I took the positive route, and like I said, I was excited about this year and the expectations and the challenges and with working with different people. And Wilmer's brought in his own philosophy, his own playing style, and you know, his own plan. And you know, so far it's been working for us. And you know, he's like you mentioned, been rotating the players, and you know, the coaching staff has done well with you know, establishing a plan and giving everybody their roles and responsibilities on the team, and you know, us as players have been on board and kept faith in the system, and we're just trying to move forward with it.
Ricardo, what type of coach is he? Is he an autocratic coach? Is he democratic? Give us a little more insight into him, because there is a little bit of mystery around Wilmer. Because he is pretty soft-spoken, but I know deep inside there does burn some real fire and competitive spirit.
Yeah, I mean, of course he's you know, he's got to be competitive. He's, you know, a guy who's you know, played in a couple World Cups, who was a player himself. You know, he obviously has that fire, and you know, he's very. You know, very smart guy, and he's all about, you know, having balance. So, you know, when it comes to every aspect of the game, and he instilled that into the group from the get-go. And you know, he's been the type of guy that, you know, just wants us to move forward, not get too high during the highs, not get too low during the lows, and just be consistent in that aspect throughout the season. And, you know, like I said, it's what he's been instilling into the group has been working. And you know, he's very thorough in his directions to the group. You know, we have long videos, we have long meetings, but you know, I think that's important, because the communication is thorough and clear, and that's needed.
10 years with the Houston Dynamo, Ricardo Clark. He has started 26 games this year. He has appeared in 28. He is a part of a team that will play in the playoffs on Thursday night. You can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Get out to the stadium. It's a playoff game. It's a one-game knockout against Sporting Kansas City. When you guys beat Chicago, this was a nice uplifting win for you. Score a couple goals, getting your attack untracked a little bit. What's the final message out of the locker room from Wilmer? Is he already rebooting you for the playoff game on Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, he's keeping us focused on moving forward. You know, we like I said, mentioned before, you know, he's all about having us balanced and not being too high, not being too low. So, you know, we celebrate the moment, but, you know, the next day it's time to move on and get back to work. So, you know, we started preparation even ever since a minute after the game with preparing our bodies. You know, guys who are going to play a little extra minutes are, you know, steady, trying to get themselves ready physically and mentally for this coming game. And, like I said, we're just trying to move forward. We can't live in the past, and you know, we can't get comfortable, and that's our approach.
Ricardo, tell me a little bit about Sporting Kansas City, because you're going to have to play a better game even than the Chicago game against that team. All their World Cup guys are back. It is a very dangerous team. What jumps out to you about Sporting Kansas City, and maybe give us a little insight into some of my listeners as to what makes them a dangerous team?
Yeah, they've had a team with a bunch of players that have been around for a while and been around each other for a while. So they have that going for them, and you know, you can see it by the way they play. They understand each other to a T, especially the midfielders with Saul Harbor, Zuzi, and Blanken, and some of the other guys in there.
Espinosa?
Yeah, Espinosa. And obviously the coach has been with those players for a while. So they really play well as a group. They press well. They combine well. And, they're a very energetic group. With all that, consider they're really well at what they do, man. They've won an Open Cup this year. They've had some success. So, it's gonna be a challenge. It's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be a different beast because it's playoffs, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
Carter Clark joining us here has had an outstanding career. By the way, broke into Major League Soccer in 2003 out of Furman. Started off with the Metro Stars in New York. So if I go back to 2003 and 2004, Ricardo, Major League Soccer was a totally different animal. I mean, it was just a different place. I think there was only 10, 11 teams at the time. It's got to be pretty amazing for you to have continued to play in this league and just seen its growth and the changes in infrastructure and the popularity of the game and the social media blowing up. Just kind of address that, how you've seen it through your eyes.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. It's been really exciting to see the growth of the league. It really has. When I started off in New York, like you said, in 2003 and 2004, we were playing out of the Giants Stadium on a football field with every week it would have, the football lines on it on turf. And I'm not talking about the good turf they have now. I'm talking about the rough turf.
Yeah.
It was a struggle at the time. But when I look back on it in the moment, I didn't really think too much. I was just happy to be playing professional soccer. I think at the time maybe two or three teams had their own stadiums. And like you mentioned, there were 11 teams in the league. And now you look at it, there's over 20-something teams in the league. I think maybe, 80% of the teams had their own stadiums. And when it comes to practice facilities, everything's way more professional. It's just amazing to see, like I said, the growth of the league and how everything's just progressed so much and so fast. Even the short time that I was in Europe and came back, there was so much growth, and it was great to come back to Houston and see how much the club had progressed with the practice facility and the stadium, and everything just so much better. And the great thing about it is it's continuing to grow, and it's going to be I think one of the top leagues in the world, and in some coming years.
Ricardo, we thank you very much for coming on the program here tonight. I know it was at last minute, but we got 2 hours here to promote on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5, the Dynamo match against Sporting Kansas City, which you can get your tickets, by the way, HoustonDynamo.com. Ricardo, thank you very much for coming on. Outstanding season. Congratulations, and we wish you the best of luck on Thursday against Sporting Kansas City.
All right, thank you, Glenn.
So our thanks, as always, to Ricardo Clark. A reminder here, HoustonDynamo.com. That is where you get your tickets for Thursday's knockout game. We will also have that game on the Cube, so you can join Eddie Robinson, myself, and Cindy Bourbano for the call. Quick word here for Bud Light before we say goodnight. Bud Light, remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends in Bud Light. Dynamo in the playoffs, Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 every week, and it's all supported by Bud Light. They have done it for years. It predated the Dynamo even coming here, their support of me on the radio and the sport of soccer, more importantly. So thank you, Bud Light. Thank you, Camilo Rojas. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. My thanks to Tyler Scott, to Matt Peterson, Corey Repkin for coming in studio. All of our guests here tonight, including Ricardo Clark, Leonardo, Eddie Robinson, and everybody else who came on the program here tonight, and Stuart Holden. Until next week, I'm Glenn Davis. Have a great night. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.